Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
watching Phil Mickelson win the PGA Championship.
Absolutely, you can. 100% because you don't need the sound on.
No, I'm watching. That's what I'm doing right now. Yeah. I mean, I know I'm not listening to the podcast.
Well, you're recording the podcast. Yeah.
You can make the podcast while you're watching golf. I'm not distracted.
No, nor am I.
Aren't you?
What?
Are you distracted? Don't wink.
Welcome to the podcast. There's a lot on it. It's good to be back, by the way. We've had a week off. Something that's on the show every Monday is the Google Off. Mm-hmm. There's a theme each and every week. The theme today was the Eurovision edition. Now, early on the show, we said on the show, Grace didn't hear us, that Nathan and I were just not going to play.
Well, because we're not massive Eurovision fans, the thing. So we did a thing earlier on the show, pre the Google Off, giving Grace the opportunity to listen, but she didn't hear that bit where we said we're going to purposely sabotage the game.
Yeah.
Which we did, to great success.
It wasn't even funny. Like, it just wasn't.
It was
even
funny.
By the way, if you're talking of things that are funny, wait till you hear our producer Grace's Jason Derulo gag in Gossip Grace.
Oh,
I forgot
about
that.
God, so don't come at us for humour, mate. Don't come at us for humour.
That was good.
No, it wasn't.
He wasn't saying his name. He was saying the name of the baby.
That was good. That was a good gag. But we're going to do the Google Off. Yes. We're going to do a special edition of the Google Off. Okay.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
I won't explain how it works. If you want to know the rules, listen later in the podcast. I'll explain them then.
And then come back to
and
the
then
game.
Come back.
By the way, no, Phil has just knocked it on.
You're
right
kidding.
Next to the pin on 18.
Oh. Was that the golf thing?
Yeah.
I thought you meant
birdie?
Our boss, Phil.
Guys,
this
we're talking
is a putt for birdie. This will win it for him.
If he
50
thinks
years
he is
old, it's just a huge accomplishment.
Unreal. PGA.
By the way, we're playing the...
We're doing a game.
What is it? The Eurovision game. There's something for everyone on the podcast. There's golf, there's Eurovision.
In real time, that's massive.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Grace, you go.
All right. Question number one.
Let me know if he gets it.
Of the Eurovision edition.
Well, I can't watch it now because I've got to Google.
I'll have it open.
All right.
Sorry, go, Grace.
No, I'm going ahead.
Okay.
So the most successful act to come out of Eurovision is obviously ABBA. However, Sweden is not the most successful country to compete. Which country has won Eurovision the most times?
Nate.
Jimmy.
Oh, I think Nath just got in there.
Ireland.
That's correct.
Boom.
What?
Would not have picked that.
No, I wouldn't have either, to be honest.
Also, I don't think they're part of Europe either. In the UK.
That's
not anymore.
Oh, well, Brexit, yeah. But
anyway.
Look,
this is in the past.
Yeah.
Sunk that yet?
All right.
No, we're
looking up to it.
No, yeah. Yeah.
1-0.
If Nath gets this, the game is over.
Don't Google anything.
Jimmy, please play correctly.
Okay. I did.
He was, because he buzzed in. Mm. He buzzed in. Okay.
I thought I buzzed in first, to be honest.
Question number two.
Go back to the tapes.
Australia's most successful Eurovision entrant was Dami Im, who competed in 2016. Where did she place?
Nate.
What has happened here?
Oh, no, I've just got photos. Have I clicked on Google Images?
I don't know. What did you Google?
Dami Im, and then one word, Eurovision, please. And all I've got I've got Did You Mean, but I can't click.
No, you can't.
Where did she place? The question, she was one of the most successful.
Yes.
I reckon she came fourth.
Incorrect. Jimmy.
Sound of Silence was the song that she...
Great song, by the way.
Written by Anthony Elgazizi and David Muscomemi.
Oh, that's what I Googled.
It's best known as Australia's entry at Eurovision Song 2016.
Did you say Eurovision?
Draw four. No, not draw four, mate, like you said, draw two, because she came second.
Oh. She absolutely did.
Well
we're
done.
Going.
Dummy.
The tiebreaker.
All right.
Phil has not yet putted. Look at the crowd, mate. He can't get to the green.
So many. Oh, God.
Why do they all have their cameras up?
It's a big moment.
It's a huge moment.
Care. Question number three.
This is like Eurovision for sports.
Isn't the Olympics Eurovision for sports?
Yeah, I guess so. She got you there.
All right. Whoever gets this wins. How many countries competed in Eurovision this year?
Nath. Oh, God.
No, what have you Googled?
I don't know. I wrote countries E, the number 3 in U. I just heard Jimmy typing really quickly, and I was like, I'm going to hit enter.
Nath, would you like to lock something
mate,
in?
I've got zero
just
idea.
Take a stab.
Just take a number.
72.
Incorrect. No. Jimmy?
72. How many countries are in Europe?
There's 44 in Europe, but we've got outside of Europe, there's plenty.
There's a couple of extras, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. 39.
Did you just know 44 off the top of your head then?
Yeah, that's real nerdy.
That's impressive.
It's a real nerdy
did
thing.
Did you actually know that?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why I know that either.
It's impressive.
39 is correct. Jimmy's won.
Tell you what, I should be... Oh, we're talking about the fact.
Sorry, you go. Really,
you
go.
Just really put that in there, didn't you? Didn't give him a moment. We're still talking about the fact. Oh, I was going to say, well, that's why I should be on the chase, you know?
Oh, you'd be great. Like even on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you'd be great.
Yeah, that's true.
You're great at useless...
Yeah, useless facts. 44 countries in Europe.
39 in Eurovision.
Is that pre or post Brexit?
Brexit. Oh, that's when David Beckham and Victoria broke up for a bit. Brexit. They got back together though.
All right. Jimmy, we are. Sunk the cut yet?
Nah, because there's a lot of people there. That's the replay of the shot. Ready?
Yeah.
Look at this. This is Phil Mickelson right next to the 18, right next to the pin. Look at that.
I thought you already said he got it in the hole.
Yeah, well, 17 times before that. He's on the 18th hole.
Oh, okay.
You do it 18 times.
Must be nice.
Mm. What? What must be nice?
Doing it 17 times. 18 times.
18 times.
No one's counting.
Yeah, they literally are. That's how you win gold. The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate. Oh, you know what, guys? The boys are back in town. Yes, we are. That's the one over. Throw open the curtains. Let Monday slap you across the face. Wake you up for another week, Jim. We're back. We're back, buddy.
We're back. Yeah, it's good to be back.
And we've already had a meltdown in the studio with Grace forgetting how words work off
air. No, she's got to put your arm up. She's got a hole.
Oh, no.
She's got a hole. I didn't hole right under my arm.
This is day one. We're back.
I know.
We're supposed to be refreshed. We're supposed to be flying.
I am not refreshed.
You've forgotten how to speak.
And dress, apparently.
And dress.
Yeah, before the show started, Grace said no words right in a sentence.
No.
We won't repeat it.
And also, don't get me started on the show rundown, which is in black and white. We've gone to the 50s, have we?
No, I told you I'd reprint it. The computer's settings. I'm having an absolute mare out there. My computer won't turn on, so.
Weirdly, Jimmy's is chiseled into stone. How?
Grace walked down from Kunai with two tablets and went, here is today's show plan.
We're off to a fly, guys. It's good to be back. Good to see your smiling faces.
It is. It's good to be back. We'll go to a song comeback. We are going to chat as a team, what we've all been up to. Mm. So can't wait to hear about everyone's adventures because Hobart, this is the first time the three of us have seen each other.
Yeah.
We are not close personal friends. So we just play the roles.
Just colleagues, mate. Colleagues.
Yeah. as soon as I got time off, guys, I am getting away from you two again. You know my favourite thing? I don't know if any of this... when I was away and when I'm coming back, I don't know if you guys get this, but people did ask, like, you know, you time off from the radio. But yeah, I got the question, like, oh, you worried that, you know, you'll know what to say.
This is a classic, isn't it? Every time we come back from radio, even before you, Grace, Jimmy and I would talk about the fact that people would think that we would forget how to do it.
It's only been 1 week.
Oh, it's felt like an eternity.
It's gone very quickly.
I hate holidays. I hate being away from you two. Honestly, yeah. I hate not being able to talk to the big stick each and every. I just carried around a fake microphone.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah, all through the Northern Territory. Just chatting to people.
I mean, you're joking, but you are the type person.
I'm not joking at all. And
you started doing that in Salamanca just to get recognised. Yeah. Mike, this guy?
Megaphone. I need people to hear me. Yeah.
Nah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it is great to be back.
Whoever filled in, I'm sure they did a great job.
Who did film? Was it Shawnee B?
I think it was Shawnee B.
Maddie?
I think it was Shawnee B, then Maddie.
I'll be honest. That's the other question. People go, oh, well, you're off. Like, what happens? I'm like, I'm off. I don't care.
What about when they're like, oh, you're worried you're not going to have a job to come back to?
No,
like,
that's what I'm amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Really good at this. It's good to be back. Team is back. Myself, producer Grace Nath, we did have a week off. We did not see each other. I wasn't joking to kick the show off.
Would have been weird if I ran into you guys in the NT.
I just didn't tell you.
By the beard of Zeus, Darwin, Jimmy, really?
This is where you are. So I thought we could you know, just two birds, one stone, something to talk about on the radio, and we could all just chat about what we've been up to.
I tell you what, we're lackluster for content today, so let's just go in holiday gear, yeah?
I will go first. And look, a bit of a somber note. My grandfather did pass away. I'm going to chat about it a little bit later in the show because he was a great man. But 92 years. It's a great innings.
Great innings.
So, no, when I had to go back home, well, not had to, I wanted to see my family. And obviously that was very sad, but that's what I spent the week doing. But it's good. It was good to see some family and friends and stuff and celebrate Pop's life. What about you two? What did you get up to?
I have mixed basket of things.
Yeah, that's your life.
Standout for me was I actually spent a night in the emergency department after splitting my head open on a dance floor.
I did. I saw an Instagram post of you in the hospital. I didn't message to say.
No, neither of you messaged. Thanks so much for that.
Okay. In my defense, the night it happened, I did FaceTime Grace.
You did, actually. I forgot about that. That was the head injury.
I forgot about it. I totally blanked on this. Remember I was trying to send you that video?
Yeah, I haven't even watched that yet. So we'll watch that later.
Yeah, let's not. So I was out, Nath.
I figured that because you FaceTime Grace.
And someone came up to me, I can't remember who it was, and they said, big fan of the show.
Sure.
And I said, oh, that's great. And they went, love Gossip Grace. Mm. And I went, oh, cool. And they went, let's do a video for her. And so I went, okay. So we started doing this video for Grace, and then someone else came up, and they went, oh, you guys talking about, you're Jimmy. Oh, my God, let's do it. So this video went for like 10 minutes.
Right,
so
okay.
Tried to send that to Grace.
Whose idea was the video, yours?
I can't remember if it was mine or someone else's. But then eventually someone else came up and went, you've been filmed for a while. I went, yeah, I'm sending it to Grace. And they're a mate of ours. And they went, you just want to FaceTime her or call her? And I went, oh, you're smart.
See, when I see people out, they go, I go, do you want to do a video? They go, nah.
And then, sorry, I forgot.
Then no, that's right. But then, yeah, I did split my head open. A lot of blood. Got some glue.
How did you do that? You just fell over?
Yeah, look, a friend of mine did a performance that involved pouring water on herself. I then danced in ridiculously high shoes on said water, slipped over, split my head open, and yeah, ended
but it wasn't your job to do the performance. It was your friend's job.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
Yeah, but she also did promise an old man that she would do a performance at a club.
Well, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Haven't done that yet.
What about you, mate?
I don't want to see that video.
It was the Northern Territory.
Mate, the NT was great. Yeah, yeah, NT was great.
Have you missed it, Nate? Did you go to the Northern Territory?
Yeah, Darwin, Kakadu, Litchfield, absolutely unreal. If you've seen Hamish and Zoe's Tourism Australia ad, pretty much everywhere they go on that ad is where I went.
Well, you've always wanted to be Hamish and Zoe.
I had this plan before they did the ad. So, and then they went and got paid to do it, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
You didn't get nothing free. No one recognised you up there.
Oh, God, I tried. God, I tried. Offered an old man to do a video for him. He had a bar.
Gossip Grace. Jason Derulo and his part.
Whoa, Jason, sorry.
Jason, it's not about you, mate.
It's about Grace. She hasn't done gossip in a while, mate. Just...
Thank you. A bit rusty, actually. Yeah. I'm a bit worried. His partner,
Yeah, you didn't say his name there. That's why
he wanted to say it. Yeah,
okay.
So don't say his name.
I didn't say his name then, and he still jumped in.
Whose name?
The man I'm talking about. Well, you'll love this because his partner, Jennifer Rooms, has had a baby, which is very, very exciting. He took to Instagram last week to announce the baby's name. Do either of you know what the baby... Yep. It's Jason Derulo.
This is brilliant.
Jason Derulo.
Actually,
yeah, it is.
The baby's name is...
Jason.
Junior?
No,
just Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Jason King Derulo.
Yeah.
Is Jason Derulo's name Jason Derulo?
It is, but the Derulo is spelt like fun in French, and he's like simplified it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got you.
But I believe they're calling him exactly the same spelling as Jason Derulo.
So same name.
Same name.
Same income.
So he's been telling
us. Super.
His fees are higher.
His fees are lower.
He's been telling us this whole time. He wasn't saying his own name. He was saying his unborn son's name.
Are you doing a bit? Sorry, just quickly.
Did you get that from somewhere, or is this the comedy?
Are you doing a bit?
I'm trying to be funny.
He wasn't saying his own name. He was saying the name of his unborn son.
You've had a week off, and all of a sudden you come back as Jerry, do you?
Would you rather I just didn't try?
Oh, I hate to see what that looks like. The Google off returns before 7 a.m, Jim. I think it's the Eurovision edition too. That show Grace loves.
No, not gonna. Just not gonna do it.
You're not gonna participate.
Nah.
Maybe we should veto it.
Imagine if we just refused to.
Yeah, she's like, question one, and we're like, nah.
No, it would just take really long time to.
Because she's not listening at the moment.
She's got no idea.
She's not at her desk.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? Should we sabotage her?
Yeah, okay, the first one, let's both of us just like go like, just be really slow.
Yeah.
She's coming in.
Okay, don't, cool. We'll stop talking about it.
But that on the first question, both don't buzz in. Just right. Go really slow.
All right, that's happened before, so we won't tell it. Producer Grace.
Yeah, we are doing the Google Off, the perfect way to get your minds and your fingers ready for the week. And this week is the Eurovision edition because yesterday the Eurovision Song Contest was on, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Don't say obviously.
Obviously. I didn't know it was on.
Yeah.
Who's hosting it this year?
So it was hosted in Rotterdam because they were the winners of the 2019 one. They were supposed to host it in 2020, but obviously COVID stopped that. So they held it again this year, but there were no live audiences. It was all just kind of...
like a live stream thing.
Live stream, but most of the acts were there performing to no one, except for, unfortunately, Australia, who we weren't able to go over, so we didn't make it to the finals.
We shouldn't be allowed to go over anyway. Euro.
Because, I mean, so let's just say hypothetically we won, we wouldn't be able to host it.
Well, look, previously that's been the kind of indication, but when they did like a little video saying, oh, we're really sorry we won't be able to come to Rotterdam for Eurovision, the Eurovision hosts were like, well, maybe one day we'll come to Australia. So people are like, oh, does this mean maybe if we do win one day, we can go?
Actually watched any news or anything about it, but I did see there was something happened. Something there was like some
always
big...
something happens.
There's always some sort of drama.
There was like a table. Someone did you see this?
Yes, I did. So the winner of Eurovision was Italy, a rock band by the name of Maneskin. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I love Maneskin.
Yeah,
I've got a bit of him.
The lead singer of that appeared to have sniffed something on TV.
This is Maneskin.
Yeah, pizza. It's a pepperoni.
Oh, that's a carbonara.
Just enjoy whatever food came out during the night.
He was just really into it.
Because I saw all these things yesterday. I was like, you won't believe what this guy's done. I'm like, I don't want to clickbait. I don't want to click on this. So I knew Grace would film it when I saw you.
So we're good on Italy for winning because normally, isn't it like normally a smaller country that wins, isn't it?
Or? No, not necessarily. Italy's actually part of the big five. So they don't actually have, so that's like, the UK, a bunch of other countries, well, five other countries. they don't have to compete in the semi-finals. They just automatically go through to the finals.
You're in trouble. I did ask.
Don't ask.
I did.
What I told you about asking.
I did. Google off next. It's hit.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for... the Google Off.
Yes, here's how the Google Off works. We've had a week off, so hopefully you've had time to practice. I'll give you a question.
That's all I was doing in Darwin, mate.
Just Googling.
Just Googling stuff.
I'll give you a question. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names of your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, take your fingers off keyboards, please. It is best of three. Today we're doing the Eurovision edition because the Eurovision Song Contest was held over the weekend. Congrats to Italy for winning. Question number one.
Mm-hmm.
The first Eurovision was held in 1956. How many countries competed? Why are you typing so slowly, Nath?
No, I'm just trying to get it right.
What was the year again? What did you say?
1956.
What was the question again? First Eurovision contest.
Was held in 1956. How many countries competed?
How do you spell Eurovision, Jim?
I think it's Euro than Vision.
E-U?
How do you spell countries?
That's a tough one.
Are you guys doing a bit where you just type really slowly just to annoy me? Is this what's happening right now?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How many countries are in Eurovision? Eurovision. I haven't spelled countries
correctly. You're just making this last longer.
That's what she said.
I need all the help I can get.
Why rush? You're enjoying it.
Slow down.
You're having a great time.
Slow down. All right, I've put it in to Google.
But do I want to say my name? I don't know.
Because you've got to buzz in before you answer.
Because I haven't spelled countries correctly here.
No.
You know what I mean?
And the thing is, we've got to get in the news, so this might be a one-questioner.
might be I just want you the to meanest know, thing you've ever done.
Earlier in the show, live on the show, we were looking out at you at your desk and we're like, Grace, we're not going to buzz in on the first thing if this is Eurovision.
Yeah.
Say nothing. If we did it live on the show, yeah. You just said nothing.
We said, come in and stop us from having this conversation if you're listening. So really, you had the opportunity.
Yeah, we did this on the show. It was just... You can buzz in if you want, mate. You know what? I'm not feeling that confident.
You know what? Maybe I'll just do this as facts. So I'll just tell you the facts that I've got. So it doesn't even matter if you guys Google or not.
All right, what's the facts?
Well, 7 countries competed in the first Eurovision. Hobart's
hit 100.9. Jim, it was the last thing we discussed on the show before we headed off for a week. I went to Darwin, the Northern Territory, the top certainly of the did. Country.
Yeah, must be nice.
It was actually you quite and expensive. Hamish, yeah, just hanging out up there. Yeah.
The you Australia paying you to travel
no,
as well?
No, I'm paying Australia. They got paid a lot of money to do that as well. Must be very nice.
Oh, I'd love to be Hamish and Andy.
Now, the thing we discussed is the contentious issue of whether I take my bright red Crocs with me for the sole purpose of taking a photograph.
Sole purpose, nice.
Not even mean it, but you know what?
Not even mean it.
Not even mean that either. it takes a while, you know, running start. For the sole purpose of taking a photograph with a crocodile in the croc cage of death, which is what I did on the last day in Darwin. Essentially, you get into a cage, you get dropped in with a live crocodile, and they get fed while you're in there around you, and they're like kind of attacking the cage. And
the crocodile's on the outside of the cage, so you're on the inside.
Oh, on the inside, weirdly.
We're going to talk about this photo. If you do want to see it, you can head to Nath's personal Instagram account, at Nathan Roy. We did share it on the Jimmy Nath story, but... I'm not going to do that again.
Well,
there was two Nath things shared over the holidays. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
the waterfall one. And then
yeah, absolutely.
I gave the people what they wanted.
No, you did. You gave people some content, didn't you?
Yeah.
Waterfall and Crocs. Well, last up, when we spoke about it before we went on holidays, this is what we agreed. So what we're saying as a team, we have agreed that the Crocs are coming to Darwin. Jimmy, a yes from you?
Yeah.
Producer Grace, a yes from you?
Yeah.
And Hobart, yes, 100%. We just had this conversation for Nath's Instagram captions.
Yeah.
While on the show.
Now, what we spoke about on the show was the fact that my girlfriend Meg very against me bringing the Crocs. In fact, a lot of people in my life, including a lot of family members, my mother, my sister, Nanny Lynn, who we have on the show regularly, they didn't want me to bring the Crocs. They said it was going to ruin the holiday. But I need to ask you both, honestly, you've seen the photo. Again, you can head to my Instagram and check out the photo. Was it worth the long-awaited gag of taking a photo with a Croc whilst wearing Crocs?
Look, yes. But I think the thing that kind of overshadowed the croc situation was the fact that it looks like you're naked.
See, that I didn't plan for.
Yeah. So Nathan and I haven't seen you. We saw each other this morning. So I haven't seen you. And Nathan messaged me. He goes, I'm putting the croc photo up. And, mate, round of applause. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, like, I knew you. Well, it was actually your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your idea.
Because Nathan told me he was swimming with Crocs. And I'm like, you've got to take your Crocs
to wear
them.
Crocs. Genius.
Because I've got a pair of Crocs as well. And I wear them around the home. If I go downstairs to get Uber Eats, I wear them out there. I just
yours
great.
More stylish than mine though. Yours are white.
Mine the white ones tend to look a little bit better. The bright red
bright
is a
red.
Bold.
Hard to match. Hard to match with things. Yeah.
But yeah, I was with friends, you put that post up, and they were people with me. We're out having some beers. Mm. Did you put up like midday or something?
Yeah, put up around midday after I got out of the croc cage of death.
You
yeah.
published straight away, and I was with people, and so they follow you as well. You know them, and they're all going. Jim, like Jared, you know Jared, he goes, couple of questions. Is Nath naked in
Yeah, okay. It's quite difficult.
Yeah, I was out Saturday night at Limbo at the Grand Pooh Bar. Someone came up to me and said, did Nathan put up a nude photo today?
So this was an actual discussion that people were having.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was just a gag.
And so Meg put up some photos, but again, my sort of mates, they don't follow Meg, but they follow you.
Yeah.
Your photo looks like you're in the cage with the croc. The angle you're on, it looks like the croc is next to you.
Yeah, which is a good angle.
Yeah, it's a great angle. So there's a bunch of people who think you were naked, wearing Crocs, swimming with a croc.
Yeah, so this is the thing.
And I didn't... I went, yep, he was in. They're like, he was in the can. I went, yep.
Because it's quite difficult to get the angle. So, I mean, head to my Instagram, at Nathan Roy, if you do want to see it.
That's different. End of my personal
because if you do want it, if we're talking about people want to go and see, you know what I mean. And it's a difficult angle to get because I had to put myself in like a small ball so I could get the Crocs and the croc in the same photo and my face. And in doing so, my tummy takes over the budgie smugglers,
which was the Jimmy Nath
budgie smugglers, and does look like
fully nude,
completely starkers.
Yeah. Which I kind of like.
Yeah. No, I tried to do that, but the cage of death guys just weren't into it.
That's where they drew the line.
I went in
they're
nude.
They're like, you can wear Crocs, but you got to put your pants back
I went
on.
In nude, and they were like, they need a bigger snake than that. Because
yeah, that won't get the croc angry. Can't even see it.
Maybe for a little snapping turtle, Pat. Here's the question I want to ask. 13 10 60, if you have seen the photo, or even if you haven't and you want to give us opinion, was it worth it? Jim, we're just discussing my holiday. We just had a week off. I was in Darwin. I did the croc cage of death, essentially, where you jump in with a live crocodile and swim around, get up nice and close to it. You're safe behind like a Perspex glass box kind of thing.
Yeah, look, you said it, but we did have it on the Jimmy Nath Instagram story, but it's gone now. But if you do want to see it, it's on Nath's personal Instagram account, at Nathan Roy, for all your Nath content. If you're a if you're a Nath fan and you hate me,
if that's which way you lean,
then that's the place to go. It's all your Nath, and we don't live together, so there's a lot less Jimmy on there.
Mm.
There's a lot of
no,
like,
I've been filming you. You just don't know.
Well, I don't follow anyone on Instagram, so I don't even know what you're putting it up. But no, look, I will applaud you on that, because I was with some mutual friends of ours.
Yeah.
And you posted around lunchtime, we were having some beers, and yeah, they were all Carl, Jared, that looking at their phones going, it looks like you're with the angle you've got it on, you can't see the Perspex glass.
No, you can't. Yeah.
It looks like you're in a tank
with a crocodile, with a croc, wearing Crocs.
Naked.
Yeah. Completely stuck.
It's a very
which was an unplanned characteristic of the photo, which just seems to be working for people as well.
When you uploaded it, did you were you too busy worried about the Crocs and Crocs thing?
That's all I was worried about.
You didn't realize that you looked naked?
No, had no idea. But not until I saw the photos, the comments on the photo with people going, "You naked?" I go, "Oh, added bonus." Still yet to, I did tag Crocs and Crocs Australia. Still get to hear from them. Haven't heard from them yet. Love some feedback on them as well, because obviously that joke was for them.
You wanted some more free Crocs.
Free Crocs. Or just even acknowledgement, just a like.
Just a like of the phone.
Yeah, now I did upload it over the weekend, so maybe the, I don't know, business hours. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, it's a
so
business
account.
So
potentially, stay tuned. Might give you an update tomorrow. now, we've asked the question, 13 10 60, was it worth it? Of course, there was a lot of tension between me and my girlfriend. She not wanting me to take the Crocs over to Darwin for this long-awaited gag. Brad's given us a call from Brad. Hello, Brad. How are you? Hello, Brad.
Brad. Sorry, Brad. One sec, mate. Nath just said.
I said Brad from Brad.
From Brad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is your dad's
don't
name
Brad? Don't try and justify, mate. You said Brad from Brad.
Brad, I'm
Grace
sorry.
Grace, get a grab of that one. But we've got Brad from Hera. Brad, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, yeah, mate, we're good. Going
all
right, Brad.
Now, I'm told as well, you're from Hera, but are you from the Northern Territory originally?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, well, you're the man to talk
this
to.
This is perfect. Okay, Brad, have you heard about the croc cage of death?
Yeah, I've been there many times to watch mates. And I couldn't do it. I'm out fishing enough trying to keep away from the crocs, but I had a few mates that have had some good laughs on the beers watching them.
Okay. have any of your mates or anyone you've known ever been in the cage of death whilst wearing a pair of crocs?
No, not quite. No, that's definitely a new one, especially red ones. I like wearing my Crocs. My wife doesn't either, so we're on the same.
Oh, path. You're a Croc guy too, Brad from Brad. I want to hang out with you, mate. This is okay.
So, Brad, so do you think it was worth it for Nath to go through all that? By the way, I was the one that came up with the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we know you're on board.
I'm on board. But you think it was worth it to take the Crocs, as someone who's been there many a times, to get a Croc photo wearing Crocs?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Red ones as well. Wow.
Yeah.
What color are yours, Brad?
Always green. Green to blue. Yeah, not too flashy, and you can wear them to the pubs and clubs. That's why they're good to wear.
You can wear red ones to the pub, Brad.
Yeah, totally. Just flip them both back, put the back on, and off you go.
Absolutely. I like Brad.
I got the white ones, Brad. Sure. A very, very simple guy. The white ones, I think, are a bit more stylish. So...
Oh, boy. I'd get kicked out of my house if I wear white ones.
So, Brad, in your opinion, absolutely worth the pain and suffering to take the Crocs over there and to get the photo?
Yeah.
And do you think Crocs Australia should get involved and maybe send us a free pair of Crocs?
Totally. Yeah, you know, get a whole heap.
All the boys. Get Brad, one for Jimmy, Nath, Brad.
Brad, if they do, I'll give you a pair of Crocs. How's that sound?
Beautiful.
And they'll be...
My wife will be wrapped.
He's dad. He's dad. His jokes are really bad. And Hobart wants to laugh right now, but instead they're going to say...
Oh, dad.
Oh, daddy.
Oh, papa.
Stop it.
Oh, stop it, you.
Stop it.
Stop.
Don't do that.
Naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
Slap.
Slap you, silly.
Slap me.
Silly little thing. Nathan, it is Dad Joke Mondays. 131060 is the number. How about if you want to get involved? Nathan, you know I went home recently to Gundawindi.
Yes.
And do you know how to get a country girl's attention?
How do you get a country girl's attention? No, I have no idea.
Oh, well, you just attract her.
Good. Tractor gear. Love that.
Tractor.
Yeah.
Nath, what happens, very simple question, what happens when you slap, speaking of slapping, you slap Dwayne The Rock Johnson
in the butt.
You see him there and you just go. What happens when you slap Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the butt?
Can I guess something?
Yeah.
I mean, is it something to do with hitting rock bottom?
You're hitting rock bottom.
Okay, there you go. Also, the name of his finisher when he was a wrestler, the rock bottom. Literally. He would, you know, rock bottom. Forget how it goes. Grace, come in here and I rock bottom here. It's a wrestling move.
Yeah.
Guys.
Nathan, Albert Einstein. Heard of him?
And yeah, no, the guy, he calls... MC
squared stuff. Yeah, like he was a genius. He was a smart bloke.
Yeah, crazy hair.
But like a lot of, like, yeah, he's quite famous. Mm. But a lot of people don't talk about his brother.
Oh,
yeah, they don't talk about his brother. His brother was a bit of a monster. Old Frank.
Frankenstein. Did you come up with that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's average. Producer Graham, what's your favourite?
That was maybe the worst joke you've ever said.
That's pretty bad. But that was almost as bad as shoulder to crayon.
I've got to bring jokes every week. They're not all going to be great.
A week off.
Yeah.
Off.
Wasn't working. I googled these this morning. I made up the Albert Frankenstein.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell.
Because you guys love the On Your Marks.
Oh, that one was good. Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah.
That one, not good. The On Your Marks.
I was trying
really
to come
good.
Up with another famous.
Karl Marx's brother, On
Your. Have you missed it? Karl Marx is a famous philosopher or something?
Yeah.
We heard about his sister invented the starting gun.
Yeah, Anya.
On Your Marx.
And his brother, he can't get rid of. Skid. Talitha from
Rogue. 2 out of 3 then. 2 out of 3.
That's good. That's good. I'll give you that. All right. Yeah. Talitha from Rogue B. Talitha, you got a dad joke for us?
Sure do.
Go ahead, Talitha.
How do you make 7 even?
How do you make 7 even? I don't know. How?
Take away the S.
Oh, clever. Clever.
That one makes you think.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
That's a thinking one.
Yeah.
Talitha, what did you think about the Frankenstein joke?
I had a good laugh.
You had a good laugh? Yeah, but at him or with him?
I don't know. My dad tells a similar joke, so.
See?
You know, your dad's kind of normal.
That's this segment is dad jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not crap jokes.
It was a good dad joke.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. See, to me, the thing about dad jokes is they don't always have to be good.
Yeah, they just have to be somewhat not funny that they're funny.
Correct. They've either got to be funny or not funny that they're funny.
And that one was a perfect example of that then, Talitha.
Yeah, exactly. I hope my dad's listening.
No, I hope, because otherwise he'll retell it.
Nath, we had a week off, which I desperately needed. I was feeling very drained. Love what we do, obviously, but, you know, we can only do Alpha Bucks at work.
Well, that's why Alpha Bucks at work isn't around anymore, because we went to every single workplace.
Yeah,
one day we went out to 14 different workplaces.
No, look, I will be honest. It was a bit of fun to get out and about, and I would love to do it again. Not today. But yeah, look, we had a week off, and I'll be honest with you, Hobbs. My big plan was just to chill in Hobart. I just really wanted to sort of do nothing, just relax. Nathan went away to the Northern Territory. I was like, I'm just going to put my feet up. And I'd had a bad back. I got sick with the flu, so I was like, my body was starting to feel good. So I'm like, I'm just going to do some workout, get in the gym,
play
a bit of golf. Yeah, I did actually had a lot of golf booked in. But then. Tragically, my grandfather had a heart attack the Thursday before we went away. It was like just after we gave away the 15K. I didn't tell you. I didn't tell Producer Grace. I didn't tell anyone. Because I was just like, I think it was also part of it in your brain. If I don't tell anyone, it's not real. tragically, he passed away Sunday, only 4 days later. But 92, give him a round of applause.
What an innings.
Alan George Moyer. Poppy, I've spoken about him many times on the show. He's an absolute legend. 92 years. It's such a great run.
Well, I knew him as Poppy.
Yeah. A couple of stories I'd love to share about him. My first one I've shared on the show before is the time that he escaped the old folks home.
One of the times he escaped one the old of the times, folks home.
He was basically a tradie. He was a handyman, like carpenter. So he could undid door handles. Like he found a screwdriver. Where'd he find it? Mm. And then undid the door handles because they're locked from the inside. And so escaped and he went straight to the golf course. And Dad found him because he wasn't moving quick.
No.
This was like when he was 90. Dad goes, "Where are you going, Alan?" And he hid behind a tree. You could clear it.
Tiny little tree.
Yeah. And he's like, "You can't see me." And Dad goes, "I can." Yeah. And he's like, "What are you? No, you can't see me. I just want to go get a beer." So Dad put him in the golf cart. Went and got a beer. He was a simple man. Like, I shared a story once, this is 2012, I think it was. I shared it on my Instagram and he basically called me and he wanted to have a beer and he was like, "Come around, let's have a beer." And I was like, "Yeah, sweet, Pop, I'll come around." Called him Poppy. Mm. 2014 it was. And I went around and we're having a beer and I was like, why'd you want to have a beer?
Yeah.
And he just looked at me and he just said, "That's what life's about. It's about having a beer or having a drink with the people you love." Mm. And it was just a very simple way, I guess, in the way that he lived his life. It's
a simple motto with a big message behind it, really, isn't it?
He was a simple man, and I say that with the most amount of respect. I absolutely love the bloke. I didn't know my other grandfather. I'm named after him, my second name, Basil. That was Dad's dad. He died when my dad was about 16.
Right.
So this is the only grandfather I had. He's the only, and Pop was, he was just always like, "Don't work, but don't work too hard." Mm. He was like, you know, work to get money so then you can go spend that on and with the people you love. Mm. Like, that was his big thing. It was like, you know, I've done a lot of things. Like, first thing I sort of did was a plumbing apprenticeship. I've studied teaching. I did civil engineering. I've worked at sports stores, a whole bunch of things. And radio, and this is the job I love, and I'm very lucky that you and I get to do it. I get to do it with my best friend. But he didn't care about any job I ever had.
No.
He just wanted to know, was I playing golf? What did I get up to on the weekend?
Were you enjoying everything outside of it?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, a few breakups I've had and I'd tell Poppy about them and he went, "Oh, are you all right, mate? You're a good looking bloke. Get back out there, you know, start chatting." He's like, you know, just have it. Like, he was just about getting the most out of life. And I think at times myself and other people I know, we get so caught up in working. Like, we work so hard. And it is, it's to put food on the table for our families or, you know, to save up to buy that house or to buy that car or whatever it is. And I know I'm very guilty of it, is I forget just to spend time with the people I love. And I did. I went back to Gundy to see my family, spend time with Mum, who was really struggling. And again, on the way back home, I stopped in at Sydney and I caught up with some old friends there and had a few beers. And it's the most, you know, life is short, you know, hug the people that you love, tell them you love them, text someone. I wrote that on my Instagram, just text someone this week and catch up. And it doesn't look, Pop probably enjoyed the drink a bit too much. Like, true story, once he started drinking cider. Always loved his beer.
Yeah.
Started drinking ciders. And I went, I went to his house, "Why are you drinking cider?" He goes, "Well, they're non-alcoholic."
He thought it was juice.
Yeah, he thought it was apple juice.
Sparkly juice.
I was like, "Pop, you bought it from the bottle." But yeah, it doesn't have to be alcohol. It could just be catching up with a coffee. But that is essentially like what life is about. And that's what I want, how I'm going to remember Pop, is it's just about living. It's getting out there, being around the people you love, and they're the things you're going to remember.
Yeah.
You're not going to remember that extra hour that you did at work. You're not going to remember that overtime. You're not going to remember that Saturday you worked. You're going to remember the times that you caught up with the people you love and you laughed until you cried and then you forgot why you're laughing. And now you're just laughing because the other person's laughing around you. So rest in peace, Poppy. 92 amazing years. I love you so much, bud.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.